Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM, heard in Western Suffolk on 96.9 FM. I'm Michael Mackey. State legislation prompted by September's fatal crash of a charter bus carrying members of the Farmingdale High School marching band would require most passengers in charter buses to wear safety belts or face fines. The bill would close what advocates have long called a flaw in law. Although a 2013 federal law requires seat belts in charter buses manufactured since 2016, nothing requires that they be used. Michael Gormley reports on Newsday.com that the state bill would require charter bus passengers 8 years and older to use safety restraints on motor coaches. A violation could bring a $50 fine against passengers who refuse. Police could ticket the parents of passengers 8 to 15 years old if the violation happened when the parent or guardian was present on the trip, according to the bill. The measure, with strong sponsors in the New York State Senate and Assembly, is in reaction to the crash on September 21, 2023, when a charter bus carrying Farmingdale band members went down a 50-foot ravine in Orange County. The crash left two adults dead and dozens of students injured in the trip to a marching band camp in Pennsylvania. The National Transportation Safety Board continues to investigate the crash. Its preliminary report noted several occupants were ejected from the motor coach, including the educators who died. Robert Free, who started as a Long Island Railroad station cleaner, was named the railroad's 42nd president, MTA officials said yesterday. Alfonso A. Castillo reports on Newsday.com that Metropolitan Transportation Authority Chairman and CEO Jano Lieber announced his decision to appoint Free, 54, to the position of permanent president after serving in the role of acting president since October. In a statement, Free, of Port Jefferson Station, said when he joined the railroad at the age of 22, he never imagined that one day I would be running this incredible organization. It's been an amazing journey so far, and I am excited to continue to build on our successes and make the riding experience even better for Long Islanders, Free said. Free joined the LIRR in 1992 and climbed through the ranks until eventually achieving the position of Senior Vice President of Operations. He was instrumental in carrying out the railroad's third track project in Nassau County and the opening of Grand Central Madison in February of last year, MTA officials said. Free is the perfect choice to be permanent president, said LIRR Community Council Chairman Jared Brinkman. April has been declared Dark Skies Month in the town of Southampton. Southampton Town's Dark Skies Committee urges everyone to go out and observe the night wonders above us. To see those constellations and planets, we need to minimize light pollution, turning off outdoor lighting by 10 p.m. and shielding light fixtures. Southampton Town's Dark Skies Committee also invites you to attend their Celebrate the Night Sky event tonight at 7 p.m. in the Southampton High School Planetarium. Astronomy teacher John Walsh will lead an exploration of night sky wonders in the SHS Planetarium and step outside to observe the real sky, weather permitting. Perfect for the whole family, free admission tonight at 7 p.m. in the Southampton High School. Visitors to Sag Harbor may find themselves having to pay for parking in village lots if a measure introduced by the village board this week is adopted. Stephen J. Coates reports on 27East.com that with little fanfare, the board introduced a measure that would amend the code to eliminate existing regulations for village parking lots and create paid parking at the municipal parking lots in the village. A hearing on the matter will be held when the board meets on May 14th, but Sag Harbor Village Mayor Tom Gardella said he planned to call a work session before that meeting to more fully explain the board's intentions and to solicit public input. Although most details need to be worked out, Gardella stressed that village residents and volunteers with the Sag Harbor Fire Department or the Sag Harbor Volunteer Ambulance Corps would be exempt from parking fees. As we expand the paid parking, we're going to need to look at the parking codes in the village, and we may need to update them or revise them accordingly, said Gardella. Besides providing exemptions for village residents and EMS volunteers, Gardella said the board is considering giving business owners a certain number of free parking passes for employees. The village of Sag Harbor has been charging for parking on Long Wharf since 2020 under a program introduced by Trustee Aidan Korish. Motorists are required to use the Park Mobile phone app. When they park on the wharf, the first hour of parking is free, with each additional hour costing $4. Paid parking would be in effect from 10 a.m. to midnight from May 1st to November 30th. Paid parking will also be extended to Havens Beach. The Heatherwood Organization's application for financial assistance from the Riverhead Industrial Development Agency to build a 165-unit apartment building on East Main Street won unanimous approval from the agency's board of directors this week. Denise Civiletti reports on RiverheadLocal.com that the Riverhead Industrial Development Agency approved a 16-year real property tax abatement for the project, rather than the 25-year abatement requested by the developer in its application. The developer was also granted a mortgage recording tax exemption estimated at $357,656 on a nearly $47 million mortgage. It was also granted an estimated state and local sales tax exemption of nearly $2.9 million on the cost of taxable goods and services purchased for the development. The property tax abatement reduces Riverhead Town, Riverhead Central School District, Suffolk County, and Riverhead Fire District property taxes. The apartment building will be built on the now vacant 1.4-acre lot between East End Arts and the Riverview Lofts apartment building on East Main Street in Riverhead. Baseball season has begun across America, so some local boys are asking you to come out and play with them. Hampton's Adult Hardball is a 30 and older wood bat baseball league. Teams are limited to three players that are 26 to 29 years old, non-pitchers. Limited roster spots are available for the 2024 Summer League. Outdoor workouts will take place on Sundays, April 14th, April 21st, and April 28th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mashashamuit Park in Sag Harbor. Opening day is in May, playoffs to conclude in July. For further info and player registration, visit HamptonsAdultHardball.com. That's HamptonsAdultHardball.com. Children under the age of 5 on Long Island were undercounted in the 2020 census at a rate even higher than New York State or national rates, according to experimental data released by the U.S. Census Bureau yesterday, which noted that young children were undercounted in every state. Olivia Winslow reports on Newsday.com that the issue of census undercounts of young children in particular, along with sub-minorities, is something the Census Bureau has acknowledged is a long-term problem despite efforts to address it. It's really sad that the census for a couple of decades now has consistently missed so many children under 5, said Stephen Robolewski, Mapping Service Director of the CUNY Graduate Center for Urban Research. There are a lot of reasons for that, continued Robolewski, who was a consultant for Long Island groups doing Census 2020 outreach efforts. But overall, it's really terrible for the nation that we're not accurately counting such an important part of the population, he said. The agency said it was redoubling its efforts by putting together a working group to study the issue and come up with solutions as it prepares for the 2030 census. The decennial census drives an estimated $675 billion to $1 trillion a year in federal funding to states and localities for a variety of services and programs and affects planning by businesses and municipalities. The undercounting is significant because states use census counts to distribute money to a range of programs, including those aimed at health and nutrition for children. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.